Today is National Poetry Day here in the UK. And guess what? We found a poet. A poet from Philadelphia has come into our studio, Andrea Brady. But you've been here in London quite a while. You're teaching English literature at Brunel University.
That's right.
In London. Thanks very much indeed for coming in. People love poetry, but they tend to leave it behind in their school days, don't they?
Yeah, that's true, unfortunately. But there are lots of really exciting events happening in London at the moment that are give people an opportunity to be involved in poetry in all sorts of different ways. So whether it's a matter of performing poetry, poetry slams, being involved in making e-poetry, things using digital media. So there's lots of new opportunities for using poetry.
E-poetry is not simply poetry written on the internet.
No, it would be poetry that might actually be generated through some interface between the reader and the computer program and the author of that program. So it's a very different style of interacting between reader and writer.
Do the great poets, do they face any danger of being displaced from their pinnacles by modern poets?
Well, I'd hope not, because I'm a teacher, in fact, of Renaissance literature, and I think that we still have a great deal to learn from our older patrons. Yeah.
Now, we asked you to put together a poem, and you did this in the cab coming here.
That's
which
right.
is very good of you to do that. What's the topic?
The topic is the food shortages in Malawi that you were talking about this morning.
Andrea Brady, thanks.
Taste. Peddling the cycles of seasons and news, to slim down on the lunch hour. We have made poverty a history inscribed at the germline. Our reps resort a load of stale increases that flutter like scented notes tucked between bars, while our agents in the field, on the ground, report again sightings of the lean calf hitched to an empty barrow. It is not enough to remind us we are better off here.
Taste by Andrea Brady, put together within an hour. Andrea, thanks so much for that. We'll put that on our website, and so we'll give listeners a chance to write their own, I think, since it is National Poetry Day. What about budding poets? There's no living in it, I guess, but you can still have pleasure with it.
No, that's right. A lot of budding poets like myself have to take jobs in universities and teaching creative writing.
But you can do it? Can you learn to do it?
Can you learn to write poetry? Absolutely. And I think that whilst everyone might have a natural talent for it or an inspiration that comes out of their own lives, there's nothing like the study of literature to actually improve your skills and your craft.
Andrea, thanks. Andrea Brady from Philadelphia, now teaching English literature here at the University in London. Thanks for coming into World Update. We'd certainly like to hear from you with your poems. bbcnews.com/World Update is the way to do that. We had an email about the loss of species from Laurie Calderone, who writes to us from Dover Foxcroft in Maine, who's saying the evidence is clear. Birds in coal mines, that's what this story is about, but our governments, maybe yours and absolutely mine, cannot deal with that which does not make a profit.
It's the year 2050.